go.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, David, Barbara, Jerry, John, Chase, John, Emma. We're getting to Emma first off in the next segment. I'm going to put the phones up. I spent a whole hour covering this because this is so key to the federal government grabbing control of air travel and now all the rest of travel and courthouses and putting these systems in that violate child porn laws. The list goes on and on. Coming up, I'm going to get into the economy. All these former Clinton and Obama officials saying how great terrorism would be for the administration. Explain to you why government-sponsored terror is one of their main tools. But right now, let's go to David in New York. David, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
I'm fired up, sir. What's on your mind?
Nothing. I had a friend from Houston, Texas. She was traveling to New York, where I'm from, and she had to go into the human body scanner because they found something suspicious in her carry-on. It was a harmless, like, object from a gift shop. And
I've had them ask me, what's this camera? We've got to search you now. A camera is very scary. Or we have this little thing of shampoo, and I go, it says 3 ounces, and they're like, get over here. Any excuse.
Because
they've got to play up this delusion, you know, that the terror is real. This mental illness of paranoia.
Keep the fear alive. Keep the fear alive. Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's just keep in mind, you know, this is your average good-looking American girl. You know, she wouldn't hurt a fly. I know her. She's just, you know, she poses no threat. Anyways, the most ridiculous thing I found from her experience. Is what the TSA officer said to her once he was done with his search. Do you have any idea what it could be?
He said, hey, can I have your phone number?
Very close. The new fad, which is find me on Facebook. He had the nerve. Find me on Facebook, this guy. That's pretty
well,
much
listen,
it.
Well, listen, all I saw being searched San Jose was women and children, and it's come out in the news over and over again. They will tell them, hey, I found cocaine. You better give me your number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's mad. Really quick, Alex, just to show you how far your word's spreading, I had a friend tell me about you from California when I was studying out there. He's from Toronto, Canada. I'm from New York. I was born and raised here, and you know, when I first heard you, I thought you were some crazy right-wing radical, you know. I was brainwashed, you know. I started looking up what you had to say, and it's sad, unfortunately, but, you know, everything's true what you're saying. I thank you for opening up my eyes, and that's it. Keep up the good work. You're doing your job as a journalist.
Well, look, I'm just a citizen. I do engage in journalistic analysis. But I'm just an average person who's angry about tyranny, and I'm not going along with it. David, I appreciate your call. Barbara in Alabama, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, Barbara.
This is Barbara in Alabama. Now, I want you to know, first off, I am pushing 70 years old, okay? I am not a young woman. But me and my friend was going to fly out of the Memphis, Tennessee airport. And I told them I wasn't going to go through that body scanner. So they said I had to be searched. So they pulled me over, and there was not a part of my body. And this is out in public. They don't take you in no private room. You just right out there in public, and they ain't a part of your body they do not touch.
Where did they touch you? Did they touch between your legs?
Yeah, between my legs and across my breast. And, I mean, there wasn't a part of my body they didn't touch, but the worst part was my friend, when she saw what they were doing.
Barbara, hold on. Barbara, some stations don't carry this 5-minute segment. I wish they would. I want you to recap and start your story over. Then we're going to Emily in Georgia. But there's been many mainstream news articles written about the better looking a woman, the more they go after them. And you heard about the guy saying, hey, baby, you know, check me out on Facebook. I mean, you got a wife that's hotter than a pistol, look out. There's a pervert making $10 an hour, and he's going to grab him. We'll be right back.
Alex told us
there are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
We have a little short 5-minute segment that some radio stations don't carry. We talked to a caller in New York. We're talking to Barbara in Alabama right now. He's almost 70 years old. And he talked about his smoking hot girlfriend. They got her, they groped her, they grabbed her breasts, you know, everything else. And then they said, hey, I'm on Facebook, baby. And it's admitted, it was in the news this week again, where the guy was planting fake cocaine in good-looking girls' bags and then saying, you know, you better be my girl or you're going to prison. But there's another issue. They scream opt-out when you say no to the naked body scanners. They take you over and then start groping you. And now they say they're going to grope everybody. Now they're going to phase it in. There's the New York Times headline, opt out of a body scan, then brace yourself. But I wanted to hold Barbara over because she got cut off. I wanted to recap, and we're going to Emily and others. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. If you specifically have a TSA story where they grubbed you. Now, I just read to you six different mainstream USA Today, LA Times, you name it, where they admit they grab your genitals. And we blew it up on screen, USA Today. They grab. They have to make sure it's on a bomb. Let me see there. But some people are in denial about this. I've also, another big issue I've been seeing for 9 years is they'll have an old person going for cancer treatment or a person who's paralyzed. They make them get up, and they make other travelers, because the TSA is too godlike, lift up old men and old women and lift them up and walk them through with their legs dragging through, and they'll yell at them. My grandmother went to a wedding outside the country, and you know she got yelled at in Houston. I mean, I've been yelled at in Houston flying back from England because you are a scumbag. You're here to provide money to the government, and that's it. And they want you to know, like a pimp breaks a prostitute, that they own you. Now, Barbara, you were talking about how you were humiliated in public, and you did say they grabbed your genitals. Walk through what happened, but as we went to break, you said the worst part was what they did to your friend. But start at the beginning briefly, go over it. What happened? You were flying out of Tennessee, Memphis, you said. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. We were going out of the Memphis, Tennessee airport, and, of course, you know, I've been listening to you for years, so, of course, I opted out, and I told my friend to opt out. But when I opted out, they called me just right to the side, right there in front of everybody, and do this, what they said it was a pat-down. But it wasn't no pat-down. They feel your whole body, and there wasn't a part of my body that they did not touch.
Specifically, how hard did they grab your genitals?
Now, I'm going to say the lady who did this was quite polite, and she was apologetic. But while they were doing that to me right there in public, they found my friend's CPAP machine. Now, she is over 70 years old.
What's a CPAP machine?
It's a breathing machine.
Oh, yeah. Any type of camera, equipment. That's what I've seen. I've told the story of World War II vets I saw going to a Pearl Harbor remembrance about 6 years ago in San Francisco. They were screaming at these guys, getting them out of wheelchairs with their oxygen tanks. But I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, see, my friend's in real bad shape. She can't travel no more. That's why I was flying with her. and they took her machine apart. Now, this has got a face mask and everything on it. You can tell it's for her to be able to breathe.
And again, it's this fetish about terrorists, and we don't profile anybody, so everybody's a slave. How did it end, Barbara?
Okay, well, she got upset when she saw what they was doing to me. So she said she'd go through the naked body scanner. And when she went through, it showed up her, what do you call it, a portacast that is implanted in her chest. Which is a medical device.
No, I've flown with Governor Jesse Ventura, who has a prosthetic hip, and they just squeeze on him forever, and that's why he's moving to Mexico. He's just like, I'm getting out of East Germany. I can't handle it. Barbara, I got to go to other callers. How did this end?
Well, they took her in this room, and they made her take her clothes off, and they, you know, felt her whole body and everything, and she come out of the room crying. They wouldn't let me go.
Good. They're pleased now. They've trained her to be a good, good slave. So they took an old woman who has a surgical implant in, and they kept us safe from Al-Qaeda. And, of course, I'm being sarcastic saying good. What's your take on this, Barbara?
It's worse in Nazi Germany.
Oh, Nazi Germany. They said papers, please. Here it's, we're going to squeeze your young child's genitals. And then the average scumbag's in denial about this because they love it. Don't worry. The government's going to take your pension funds. Don't worry. They didn't just shoot up little kids with syphilis in Guatemala. They're going to hurt you all. Those of you that love the system and are cowards, you're going to get everything you want. They're devaluing your dollar right now. Barbara, I'm sorry that happened to your friend. But America has aborted 51 million babies because we say they're not human. So why shouldn't they be making old ladies cry? We are a demonic nation. And until we repent, it's over. And there's this fetish to worship tyranny and law enforcement. And so it's over. Let's go ahead and talk to Emma in Georgia, flight attendant. You told our screeners they brutalize people. Go ahead, Emma.
Hi, Alex. It's Emmy, and I'm a 31-year flight attendant with a major carrier, and I'm heading out to South America tonight. And I'm a longtime listener of you, and I have been watching this for many, many months now. And I just got back from Washington, D.C. the other day and Amsterdam a month ago. And I have just – I'm appalled at what I'm seeing. We were in Paris about 6 months ago, and we go through a separate – the pilots and flight attendants go through a separate screening. And the pilot – one of the pilots I was with was absolutely – every inch of his genitalia was brutalized as we were going through this, and he was beyond upset. And
listen. I was in San Jose and watched them squeezing 3-year-old girls. I mean, they were. Let me check that little. Might be Al Qaeda. I'm sorry, ma'am. So he was freaked out. How hard do they squeeze?
Quite a while, and he's got, I mean, the pilots have control of the airplane. I mean, this is beyond ridiculous, and I mean, I am very opposed to this for the flying public.
That's right. Let me stop you. If a pilot has to be security checked, they shouldn't even be able to fly a plane. I mean, give me a break.
Thank you. And, you know, to some extent, we have access to the flight deck as well. And it's, we are treated the same way the general public is, except sometimes we have a separate screening area, and they're adding more and more of these machines. And I was going through in D.C. the other day, and they were giving you the option. They were taking like 10 people through the naked body scanner and then 10 people through the regular metal detector. Well, by the time I wanted to opt out. I wanted them to say, you know, no, but I went through the regular metal detector, and when I got through the other side, there was a TSA manager there, and I said, so how do you do this? Is it random? He goes, yeah, it's random. I said, but I'm allowed to opt out, right? Yeah, you can opt out, but then you have to have the pat down. I said, oh, okay. I said, is that always going to be that way? And he said, well, for now it is. And I said, well, I'm worried about the radiation. He goes, there's minuscule radiation, minuscule. So they're telling everybody, and ALPA, the Airline Pilots Association, came out and told the pilots that there's no measurable radiation in these.
Total lies. The government even admits it. I read Bloomberg, Interagency Committee on Radiation, International Atomic Energy Agency, World Health Organization. 1 micron of DU in your lungs, you're getting lung cancer within 10 to 20 years. I've had the head of the Army DU program, a physicist, on. They wouldn't even use it till 1991. Now they just say, men, use it, breathe it, snort it, no problem. This is pure evil. But again, this is a government that would shoot little children in Guatemala up with syphilis. That's ABC News, CBS, nobody cares. But going back to this, the pilot, you said that, because obviously you talked to him, you said they squeezed him.
They did it in front of us. They squeezed every inch of his genitalia up between his legs, and this was you know eight months ago, and you know, and they take us randomly and decide they're going to pat down. This is in Paris, so, and I don't think it's that.
And you said no, it's worldwide, and you said he was freaked out.
Oh, beyond. He went and reported it, and you know they didn't do anything. You know, he just reported it, and he was upset, and now they're trying to be a little gentler with us. But I just ask, and I'll get off because I know you
have
other
callers. Well, ma'am, let me say this. Every time I fly, and it's actually been in mainstream news, the beautiful women is who they go crazy on.
I've seen it all. And
what was the other point you wanted to make?
Well, the other point I wanted to make is I'm asking everyone out there, please decide if you want to trade your freedom for security. We have to all opt out. We have to all say no. I would rather have the pat down than the naked body scan. I don't want to be patted down, but we've got to start objecting to that.
All right, great point. By the way, they lied for a year until they weren't saving the naked body images. Guess what they are? We'll be back.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto
Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, the number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. If you have been abused or witnessed abuse going on with the enhanced pat-downs, and notice how it's always more, 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 and they want to take everything they're doing on the airports and put it on the streets of America and worldwide. Our own federal government has promised billions of dollars of aid, even to Europe, to put the scanners in. Italy has removed them. Britain is moving towards that. There's a major backlash to this. And if the system gets this through, they're able to create these federal cadres in every country that are on the streets searching and abusing everyone. And before I go back to your calls, Jerry, John, and many others that are holding, I want you to search the term Stanford Prison Experiment. In 1971, the psychology professor, Philip Zimbardo, did a test to see if they could get people to torture folks who they thought were really being tortured if they were ordered to torture. And they found that over 90% would torture people to death, and they believe they were killing people but still did it. So they're simply creating a giant psychological laboratory. You're getting the big secret here. To create this federal goon minimum wage police force to go out and do whatever they want in the name of fighting terror. And that's why the government has been caught staging the terror over and over again, and that is coming up. But to listen to these stories, and I've witnessed it with my own eyes, it is so incredible to see what's happened to the land of the free, the home of the brave. But we can defeat these naked body scanners, the pat downs, all of it. You know what? You got a better chance of being struck by lightning, of drowned, you know, of dying swimming in a lake, of being in a car wreck, of anything, than terrorism. We have more people in prison than any other country in the world. We are a police state. It is big business, and this is the induction and the indoctrination of everyone into something that surpasses 1984. Let's go ahead and talk to Jerry in Michigan. Jerry, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. First of all, let me thank you and all of your crew for the work that you do.
Thank you.
I've been a fighter in the info war for quite a few years now, thanks to you and people like you. I'm a frequent flyer, and I hold elite status with several airlines. So I'm well aware of the Stasi/Nazi Gestapo tactics that the TSA use. Both my wife and I are frequent travelers, and with the information that I obtained from you and other independent websites, I have been able to help educate my spouse and friends and family to backscatter radiation. And the biggest thing there is you have to maintain your dignity as a human being. It's important that you hold your head high, not get angry, and engage these people with dignity and respect of a human being.
Yeah, you need to shame them and let them understand. But I've thought many times when I'm thinking about them pulling me out for the naked body scanners, they haven't yet, what I'm going to say to them. But I'm going to say, look, you're being radiated worse than I am. Hey, did you know the head of Al-Qaeda meets at the Pentagon? Hey, did you know this is all stage. The military-industrial complex wants to have a pretext to turn us basically into their new market and turn this whole country and the world into a control grid. But I just can't believe we're having to have this discussion. Jerry, go ahead.
Well, you have to be subtle. You have to really sit there and look, I travel all the time. You go through one of these screening points, you look them in the face, you say, I opt out. And you smile, they shout across the room and make this big commotion. They literally put their hands all around your genitals. they spread you, and they're putting so much pressure they can almost knock you over. And as they're doing that, I say, wow, you have to do this to women, children, old ladies, mothers, brothers, sisters, and say the things that you do, but make it matter of fact. Call it out.
Well, here's the problem. The people that have a soul, they quit or get fired, and so, again, they're sifting through all these people. All these blue-collar folks that can't get a job now, our economy is converting over to the police state. That's openly been announced. That's our new economy, is this predatory, cannibalistic system. And they're finding people who love it. So what do they say when you bring up, hey, you've got to do this to children? Because you mentioned the fact that they lift them up off the ground. That's what I've seen. That's what even mainstream news reports with reporters this is happening to, is it's, quote, brutal. I mean, they just grab you and squeeze your genitals. I mean, it's a joke, okay? The terrorists are the government. They blew up the towers. They did it all to bring this in. And you people that cling to this and won't wake up and come out for 9/11 truth, you're the reason these terrorists are getting away with it, and they're building an army of darkness to carry this out on us. Jerry, what do they say when you bring it up to them?
Most of them, when they do that, you can sense their comfort level is all over the place. They just don't like doing it, but obviously they have to put food on the table. I'll say things,
yeah,
because
they took our job.
They
took our jobs with globalism. I appreciate your call, and now all they can give us is tyranny. Oh, man. John in Texas. I got to go quick now. John, tell us your story.
Hey, Alex. I just want to reiterate what the last caller said. Say thank you for what you do and what your staff does. My wife and family, we were flying out of a small airport in South Texas. I prepared my wife for what was going to happen before we went in. I said, we're not going through the body scan.
Was it El Paso? Because El Paso Times reports everyone is forced to do it there.
Corpus Christi.
Corpus Christi. Okay, what happened, John?
My wife is expecting a child. It'll be our third child. We walked up.
I bet they thought that was a bomb. They're like, we can't radio your baby. You're Al Qaeda. So what happened, John?
We walked up and said, we're not going through there. They said, you have to. We said, well, no, I'm sorry, we're not going through there. My wife said, I'm expecting. She said, I'm not going through there in my condition. They said, oh, well, in that case, here you go. They allowed us through.
Let me stop you. See, first they tried to deny the opt-out. It's just like vaccines. There's no law, you got to take them. But they say, sign this form that you opt out, so they put you in a database. There's no law, they just do it. Same thing here. Oh, you've got to, but when they figured out they couldn't buffalo you, okay, we'll let you through. Sorry, go ahead.
Not a problem. We went through the metal detectors. They said, okay, we're going to have to pat down you, the kids, the wife, everybody. And it was anybody that doesn't believe that these so-called pat-downs aren't intrusive or they're out of their minds. I mean, my two-year-old son couldn't hold his hand. They said, step back, sat him right there.
Oh, well, that's another thing. They love to isolate old people and small children, and children are crying as the big, big woman sits there, the man squeezes all over him. Every pedophile in America is getting a job at the TSA. Go ahead.
Six-year-old, same thing. My wife said it was physically uncomfortable the way they grabbed her breast between the legs and everything. Well, they're wearing latex gloves, I guess, plastic gloves, whenever they're doing the pat down.
Yeah, because you're dirty.
After they pat you down, they're supposed to scan these for some type of chemicals that you may be bringing into the airport. Well, the head NSA guy behind the counter noticed that they didn't have their gloves scanned after they patted us down and told them to go back and do it again.
Oh.
And we were patted down a second time.
By the way, they're saving your DNA. You know it's declassified. They take baby's blood at birth secretly. But it's okay to shoot up kids with syphilis. This is a loving group of eugenicists doing this for our own good. So the end of the story is your wife and children got groped twice?
That's correct. Twice.
Anything else you want to tell us?
I don't think we're flying. No, sir, I don't think we're flying anymore. And I'm telling all my friends and family about the experience. They feel the same way.
All right, good job. We'll be right back with more calls.
hurricanes, ice storms, blackouts, and the prospect of civil unrest. When the unexpected happens, will you be ready? Hundreds of concerned citizens across America have already installed wind generators to help protect their families in the event of a disaster. So act now and build your own wind generator with an easy-to-assemble kit from WindBluePower.com. WindBluePower carries the best battery-charging wind generators and permanent magnet alternators in the country. Our 12-volt wind generator kits are also great for small cabins and campers. And all WindBluePower kits qualify for a 30% tax credit. So get your discount now. Go to WindBluePower.com today and enter coupon code RADIO for 5% off. Or simply call 800-976-0026. 800-976-0026. Protect your family's emergency energy needs now at WindBluePower.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish. M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Get up, stand up, escape from the present planet. Ladies and gentlemen, I know it is hard for you to listen to these callers, but you are going to experience it. And a lot of people with tyranny, when they get violated, they make psychological excuses and decide to go along with it because it's too scary. And that's what the global psychological warfare experts are hoping for. None of this has to do with terror. Everything going on in the airports, admittedly, I told you this 9 years ago, now it's all over the place, is to be deployed on the streets of this country. Police. police taking blood. Police taking blood. Police taking blood. Under federal grants everywhere to stop drunk drivers. Nothing to do with it. They always use an excuse about it's good for you. And again, if you're a new listener and heard me talk about babies having their blood taken secretly, I was sent almost 15 years ago by a nurse in San Antonio involved with the Army. I'm leaving it at that. Secret documents about blood being secretly taken from all babies at birth since 1972. Years later, I had representatives from Congress on. I had members of the Australian government on. It's a global UN program. That's what's so scary is I study this all the time. I'm the leading expert on this. It's all I do. I'm here on Sunday night. All I do is study this. All I do is research it. And War al-Awlaki, number one in Al-Qaeda, is run by the CIA, Fox News. I hear all these people, oh, let's send money or buy phone cards for the troops. And I think that's great. The average military man or woman's a great person. They join because they do care. But what about not doing experiments on them? What about not using DU on them as weapons that they use on their enemies that kills them? Jaron just put something on screen, and it's incredible. The Drudge Report has taken my link that's been up for 2 days, 2.5 days now since Friday, and put it back to the top. And it's so incredible, Jaron. This is how tuned into this I am. 30 minutes ago, and I've got to start telling people this stuff when I know what's going on, because maybe 3-4 times a year, Coast to Coast AM calls to get me on. My phone at home just rings off the hook. And I'm in there eating dinner, and the phone's ringing. She goes, why are you getting up? You don't usually get up. And I said, you know, it's Coast to Coast AM. And I went in there, and it was Coast to Coast AM to have me on Wednesday night for 2 hours. And I almost earlier said, Matt Drudge, I know you listen to the show. We appreciate what you're doing. Why don't you put my link at the top? Let's beat these people. But I didn't do it. And then Jaron puts it up on screen, and it's just gone to the top link at drudgereport.com. Put that back up. What's that headline? It says Big Sis. Yeah, just blow up the full screen. That TV screen's 10 feet away. I can't read that there. I know PrisonPlanet.tv viewers can. Big Sis backlash after TSA genitalia groping. Opt out, embrace yourself. Whoa. Man, I tell you, I don't get into psychic stuff and all the rest of it, but holy mackerel. That's incredible. All right, that's wild. People are sick of this, and if the globalists can be beaten here, they can be turned back on everything. And you bet they're going to bomb other stuff. You bet they're going to stage other events. And look, John, Sean, Victoria, Josh, Gail, I've never done overdrive on the Sunday show. I am. Are we set up to even go into a third hour here? Are we even set up? Because I've got all this financial news. They've openly announced the world government. I mean, look at this. Noam Chomsky, who's attacked me and others, top liberal, had said there was no evidence that 9/11 was an inside job. He's now come out and said no evidence that Al-Qaeda carried out 9/11 attacks. He said it on TV and basically came out and said it may be staged. We're winning on that front. Look at this. Britain urges action over extremist U.S. website, Reuters. And who runs this U.S. website? RevolutionMuslim.com. Anwar al-Awlaki. The CIA lackey. Fox News, exclusive, Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. I just want to say this, thank God for Matt Drudge. Long before Glenn Beck would tell the truth about world government, long before Limbaugh would, about 3 years ago, I started seeing Matt Drudge cover world government, new world order, all these issues. And Matt, we appreciate you, and we know you're listening. That's awesome. Wow. That is exciting, and I've got all these callers here. John, Sean, Victoria, Josh, Gail, and others. We're going to beat these machines. We're going to beat them together. Oh, boy. I haven't even gotten to the former BART officer. Gets 2 years for shooting the guy in the back cold-bloodedly. But that's not the issue. They murdered that guy, and that's wrong. But they took three cell phone cameras on the platform at the train station, and then lied and said that he'd fought them. And then somebody on a train pulling up and stopping shot the whole deal, that they didn't get that camera, thank God. And when they shoot him in the back in handcuffs, he's done nothing. He's put him in handcuffs. Then they get him up and say, stop it. You know, you're bad, and start roughing him up after they shot him in the back. The bullet went through, bounced back up and back into his heart. Then they took their sweet time getting him to the hospital because, you know, a dead victim is better than an undead victim. The issue is they lied about it and said he'd attack them. I mean, if the government, look at history, look at what governments do, look at the abuse, look at the corruption, look at everything that goes on. Stop it. Wake up, get involved, say no. And I heard that father with his wife and his children being fondled twice because they didn't save the glove. You know, on your jeans is your DNA. I'll guarantee you. I have no proof of this. When I don't have proof, I'll tell you, but my gut's always 100%. I had the documents on the blood taken. Now that's mainstream news. The secret blood draws on babies at birth. And I had the executive order about the police to be federalized to take blood. They claim it's for DUIs, really for DNA database, and to train a cadre of police to take blood. But when my gut tells me, I'll guarantee you, because off your clothes, anything, when they're keeping those gloves and marking your name on them, they're saving them. Just like I knew a year and a half ago the TSA was saving those images. My gut knew it. Then I searched the patents and the companies and the training manuals, and guess what? They were online. And a year ago, we wrote articles saying the manual says for the naked body scanners, I'm a photographer. I'm a videographer. Okay? And in college, they trained you to zoom in on the crow's feet at the corner of somebody's eyes or their retina, and that when you can see the clear streaks in someone's retina, that the camera is focused. What does the TSA tell its workers to look at in the scan to make sure that it's focused? They describe the female genitals and the male genitals. They look at the genitals to make sure it's tuned and focused. And let me expand on this. In fact, they won't believe it. Search the term. I've done it before. Body scans for better fit in clothing. Or body scans at clothiers. Body scans at malls. 9 years ago, the same globalists patented, and now they're going in everywhere, body scanners where you step in, it scans you 360, but the companies then sell that data. Because, see, now they've got passive MRIs on the streets. That's BBC and Wired Magazine that look through your clothes. And create a body scan, just like they have license plate reading cameras or face scanning distance cameras. They, even if you wear a mask, they can look through your clothes with these millimeter wave systems. It's a body scanner. But they've got to have your name attached, just like going back 15 years ago nationwide when we had a national ID, still do, but they had announced it to the last few years, real ID. They make you thumbprint and take a digital photo. That's a face scan and a thumbprint attached to your name for the global database. That's all admitted. This is all admitted. So they body scan you at the airport to get your body 360 biometric scan. That's admitted. Now, as for the gloves, I'll guarantee you they're taking them off, marking them down with your name for DNA processing. This is a criminal government. Look into eugenics. Look into my film Endgame. I'm going to come back and talk to your calls, callers, straight ahead. Stay with us.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Your vehicle will have more horsepower.
30% or more.
Your vehicle will run smoother, quieter, and more efficiently.
Like a high-performance sports car.
And you will save money on gas.
When you use Edge.
When you want to save at the pump and help clear up our skies, get EDGE, Environmental Device Gas Efficiency. This message started with bold claims.
And we can back up every one.
Go to QuickEdge.com to learn more now.
Spelled KWIKEDGE.com.
Edge is a revolutionary, easy, and inexpensive new energy delivery system that can lower auto emissions within minutes. Many drivers who use Edge have experienced an increase in their vehicle's fuel economy.
And it lasts for 3 years.
Make a difference in the world environment starting with your vehicle and get an unconditional money-back guarantee when you buy the Edge at QuickEdge.com or call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278. Or go to KWIKEDGE.com.
Another fine quality product from Energetic Interactions.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
From the front lines of the information war,
it's Alex Jones.
We're on weekdays, 11 to 2 Central. We got Rand Paul, Ron Paul, Judge Napolitano coming up this week. But you better believe I'm going to do probably a whole 3-4 hour show just on the naked body scanners of people that have been abused. I appreciate everybody holding. I didn't even get into the economic news or the government staged terror news. Ex-Clinton strategist, Obama needs events similar to OKC to reconstruct and reconnect with voters. That's a new official saying that, Democratic operative Mark Penn. But I'm going to jam in John, Victoria, Josh, Gail, and Pat, who have been holding the longest. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central. But awesome for the Drudge Report. Top super link, our video of my employee, Michelle, being molested with her children by the TSA. And that's what it is, and it's out of control. Police can't even do that. John in Los Angeles, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
I have a couple of stuff, so I'll make it fast. One is a couple years ago in California, they passed a proposition that said if you're accused of a felony, they're going to create a DNA database that collects your DNA and you can't say anything. And the voters approved it.
Exactly. If you're not even arrested, they put you in a DNA database. Exactly.
And also, Zimbardi in Stanford, I think, had another experiment where they took the grad students to the basement, split them up between prison guards and prisoners, and they took the role so seriously and it became so bad, kind of like odds on television, that the school forced them to stop the program. because they realized how damaging it was for their mental health.
Now, they found over 90% of people, when ordered to murder someone by an authority figure, will do it. So the government is going out and finding people that will do these things and trying to force these absurd things on us. Because if we'll put up with our baby's blood being taken secretly at birth, or the government every week going, yeah, we're killing kids in medical experiments, so what, we're the good guys. If we'll put up with Bill Gates releasing mosquitoes with vaccines in them, we'll put up with anything. They're just trying to overwhelm us and break our will. Victoria in Montana, you're on the air.
Alex, I wanted to let you know that in July in Atlanta, I observed the TSA workers selecting top heavy women to put through the naked body scanners ahead of me, and they seem not to be consciously aware that people around them could see them drooling and selectively choosing people. Well,
there's even been Wall Street Journal articles of their reporters watching the hotter the woman, these men literally. In fact, that's come out on the news that they even make good-looking women at the airports who work at the airports go through. There's been lawsuits, and they come up and say, baby, you're good-looking. I mean, this is not my opinion. It's a bunch of pervs. It's tyranny. I'm sorry, Victoria. I saw this in San Jose last Tuesday. It was nothing, not one man. I sat there for 20 minutes hoping I'd see a man. It was little kids and women. I mean, why do you think they're doing that to women mainly? Because they submit or because they like to squeeze their genitals? What's going on?
I just think they're doing it because they're perverts and they want the pictures and everything, just looking at that behavior. Well, I'm tall, curvaceous, and I have like a triple D top, so I had a feeling they would try to force me in the body scanner, so they tried to, and I said no. And then the man, he got really upset. He tried to pick an argument to convince me and force me, but I stood firm. I said, no, I will not be
going
through
this. Yeah, they try to pressure you, and we all need to say no and no to their pat-downs. Their bosses staged the terror attacks, a lucky CIA. The government admits they're growing the opium. They're taking babies' blood secretly. They radiated 4,000-plus foster kids to death. It's all declassified. This government's bankrupt, murdering criminals, and it's over. Victoria, thank you. Josh in Virginia, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. This is Josh. I'm calling from Virginia Beach. Thank you for taking my call. I was visiting some family this weekend, and got an in-law who actually works for Homeland Security, actually does repairs on these machines around the country, and he said something very interesting to me. We were talking about how they're implementing these machines, you know, everywhere, sporting events, shopping malls, all that stuff. Well, he said one of the places he goes to a lot now is Chicago because they have these machines in a middle school. And he says, oh, the kids are always breaking them because, you know, they don't like them. And I don't know if you've heard anything about this.
No, but let's start. No. Let me stop you. 4 months ago, we got a call from a pilot, if memory serves, saying, I go through and fly out of Texas. It was El Paso. And he said, everyone must go through. We searched. Everyone body scanned at El Paso, and it was El Paso Times. So let's see if we can do this in the next 6 minutes before the show's over. Let's search Chicago Middle School installs body scanners. Or school. Listen, you think I know everything? I don't know jack squat. That's what's so scary. I study this 18 hours a day. And 6 months ago, I was sent a video of a lawyer suing in Denver over the naked body scanners, and I didn't know that hundreds of federal and hundreds of state courthouses already had them in 2 years ago. Again, so no, I didn't know about this. So they're in the schools now, radiating children every day.
I didn't get the specifics, but he did say that it was in a rougher area of Chicago. And he was actually, you know, supportive of the idea. He said, oh, you wouldn't believe what we found on these kids. They're so bad, you know, that, you know, inner city kids don't know how to, you know, but.
Meanwhile, it's a declassified CIA program to get the kids on drugs. Sorry.
Exactly. I mean, if they're going to try and implement these into the schools, not high school. This is the middle school we're talking about. I mean, listen, you know how these guys love to, you know, search the children, and this is just too much.
Well, they got to get them. They got to get them while they're young. Josh, great point. Gail in California, you're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. Great hearing you in Santa Cruz. My horror story. I had to fly to my dad's funeral. I went to San Jose Airport. They took my bags, threw them on the thing, totally destroyed them. They had to duct tape them to get them closed again. Then they told me to step aside. They got on the intercom, and they said, we need two security guards over here immediately. And they made me sit, and I was right by the gate. Everybody's turning around looking at me. They come over here with two security guards. A female comes up. I got two males sitting on the side of me. They totally frisk me. Then they take my shoes, run them through the scanner, I guess, to see if I had a bomb.
Yes,
or something,
training you know? You that you're bad, training you that you're a terrorist. Meanwhile, their bosses carried out 9/11.
Yeah,
they are the terrorists. They work for the terrorists, Gail.
Yeah, and everybody's sitting there looking at me like I got on the plane, and when I got on the plane, everybody's just staring at me like I was some kind of freak.
Well, Gail, that's another good point. We have had, because my crews fly every 2 weeks or so to interview people for video, and they break our bags all the time. I appreciate your call. Colonel Six in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I tell you what, walk up in a military uniform and tell them that you and see if they'll try it with you. Ask them if they read the Patriot Act. They haven't because they can't read. Most of them are 12. Well, I got sixth grade educations. It's like parting the Red Sea. Let me tell you something else too. I want you to look at Colonel6.com about another type of body searches that's going on with the Ohio Army National Guard.
What's going on?
Recruiters having female recruits service them.
Oh, I've seen that in the news. Colonel Six, I'm out of time. Pat in Florida, you're on the air worldwide. Last caller, go ahead.
Hi, I'm glad you took my call. I'm a 65-year-old woman with a good shape, but I'm also in a wheelchair. And I'm in a lot of pain. I wear a ThermoCare. There are heat packs on my spine, on my legs, and on my neck. And there was myself and another woman in a wheelchair, woman much older than me, and they pulled us out of line, and they said, you have to get undressed. And because the ThermoCare made the
They take folks behind closed doors and strip search them. In some cases, they strip search in public. No amount of humiliation is enough. Go ahead.
Well, they wanted to do it in public. They wanted to do it right there. And I said, no, you're not going to do it to me right there. Take me into the ladies' room. And the other woman was like hysterical crying. They're going to strip search me, you know, in public. And I said, I turned to her and I said, don't let them. And she said, what am I going to do? And I said, just do what I'm going to do. And so I just told her, she saw what I did. I said, no, you cannot do it here in front of all these people, you know, the big long lines. I mean, I was either at Kennedy or Newark Airport, and there's, you know, hundreds of people there. And so I said, you can take me into the ladies' room. And when she took me into the ladies' room, I said to her, by the way, I have two liver diseases. And when she heard that, that ended it. And
Now this has nothing to do with stopping terror. It's about training you that government puts its hands on you. The feds are seizing all transportation. It violates the 10th and 9th Amendment. Ladies and gentlemen, the government is criminal. They're coming after your pension funds. They're staging the terror attacks. There are thousands of declassified instances of them killing citizens through secret chemical, biological, radiological tests. The number one killer of people outside of natural death and diseases is government. Wake up and say no to the tyranny. See you back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.